Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week we're going to take a look at, I think, a very interesting discussion that starts in the Targum Yonasan, but also I will just talk about a couple of points that are general points in approaching Targum Yonasan and Targum Yonasan's approach to interpreting the Torah. Something that it was already evident in Parshas Bo, but it's just very clear in this week's Parsha, which is the, as Targum Yonasan takes the Parsha pasuk by pasuk, he elucidates it according to the halacha, meaning halacha based in Chazal. A lot of it is from the Michilta, and a lot of it's from many Gemaras, but he has a pasuk by pasuk translation and elucidation within Chazal. So it's a very halachic read of the Parsha. Of course, the simple reading of the pesukim and the mitzvos in this Parsha are very different as Chazal expound upon it in the Gemara, and Targum Yonasan is a very clear pasuk by pasuk interpretation of these pesukim with Chazal's explanation. So that's just very interesting. Now we'll take a look at one of these pesukim. Now sometimes the Targum Yonasan is adding a halachic point, and sometimes it's adding a svara that we see in other sources in Chazal. So we'll start in Perek Chaf Beis. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Over here we have the famous halacha of Dal Behei. Ki ignov ish shor oseh utvachor macharo. Someone who steals an ox or a sheep, and then he slaughters it, or he sells it. Chamisha vakar yishalem tachas ashor. In place of the ox, he's going to have to pay five cattle, five times the worth of the ox. V'arba tzon tachas haseh, and four sheep in place of the one sheep that he stole. This is known as dal v'hei, or in the order of the pasuk hei v'dalid, that for sheep you pay four times as much, and for oxen you pay five times as much, as long as he stole it and he slaughtered or sold it. Now, taking a look at Targum Yonasan, Targum Yonasan says, Arum yigvor arum yigno gvar toro yimar yiksine ozabne. Right, so that's the introduction. He took it, and then he slaughtered it or sold it. Chamsha sora yishalem, he should pay for five chulaf torchad in place of that one ox. Min biglal devatle min ridye. Because he was mevatelet, he caused it to stop from its ridye, from its plowing. He caused it to stop, the ox to stop plowing. We'll explain what that means in a moment. V'arba ona chulaf imarchad, and you do four sheep in place of one. Min biglal da'akate b'gnevu say, because he was pained in his theft of it, v'leis bei ividita, and it doesn't do work. Now, what Targum Yonasan is doing here is explaining the difference between oxen and sheep, that it's one is you're going to pay five times for, and the other you're going to pay four times for. Now, this is not the only source that we have this. We have this idea quoted. It's in Minchilta, it's in Midrash Tanchuma, probably most famously, it's in Baba Kama, the Gemara in Baba Kama on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, has this discussion. Rashi over here quotes it from Minchilta. But what the Gemara features is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Rabbi Meir. And they seem to have, or it seems to be machlokas, that they take two different approaches. Rabbi Meir says, Bo re kama gedola kocha shamalacha. We see the great value of malacha, of work. Why? Because a shor shabatal malachto, because a shor, an ox, that is a very hard worker, and he's plowing, and because the thief took away this ox, and he was mevata malacha, so mishalim chamisha has to pay five times as much. However, a seh shalobata malachto, but a sheep that doesn't plow, sheep is not doing hard work in the field, so you're only going to pay arba. The thief is only going to pay four times as much for this, not five times. So that's Rabbi Meir's explanation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has a different explanation, also quoted in all these sources, that Chas makom al kvodon shel brios. We see that Hashem has mercy on the honor of his creations, including the thief. Why? Because the shor, when you steal an ox, you basically just walk it. It's not something that's such a tircha to do. However, when continues, However, so Mishal and Chumash, you're only going to be 5 times there. But it's said that you a sheep that you carry on his, he carries on his shoulders. It's small, and he has to schlep it along. He embarrasses himself in this whole process. So Mishalim Arba Hoav and Nizbazavo, he has to pay 4 times because he was embarrassed through this. So this is not a, you know, that's not such a chiddush. This is relatively well known, this differentiation it's amazing. You see Hashem's mercy, says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, on even a thief, that since the thief embarrassed himself, he went through extra trouble to steal the sheep, more so than when he had to steal the ox. So we're only going to make him pay 4 times as much, not 5 times as much. Now this is this machlokes over here, and the Targum Yonah's son seems to quote both, says that you pay 5 for the ox. Why? Because you're mevatel it from its work. And you pay 4 for a sheep because when he stole it, he was pained in his theft of it, and v'leis be'vita doesn't do work. So this is not uncommon for Targum Yonah's son. This is the second point I want to mention in general about Targum Yonah's son, that Targum Yonah's son will do this a bunch of times. We've seen many times already that Targum Yonah's son will quote two opinions that seem to be a machlokes and incorporate both of them into the translation and elucidation of the text. And sometimes that's going to be because it's not really a machlokes. Maybe you can say it's the same. However, over here, I think it's hard to say that. It's hard to say that this discussion between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is not a machlokes, because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it sounds like for an ox and for a sheep you would really pay 4 times, but because of the great value of malacha that you're costing the owner, so we're going to make you pay 5 times. That's what it seems to be. However, according to Rabbi Meir, it seems that really you'd only be paying 5 times. That's the normal amount that you should pay for stealing an ox or a sheep. However, because the Torah reversed the names. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, really you should be paying 5 times for everything. But because of the disgrace he went through, we have a little mercy and we're only going to charge him 4 times as much. But what that means is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai believes that the status quo, what you should be paying, is 5. And according to Rabbi Meir, what the status quo, what you should be paying, is 4. We just charge a little more because there's, you know, bitul for malacha. So if this is a machlokes, then now if we're going to choose Targum Yonah's son, Targum Yonah's son seems to be choosing both opinions, so then we have to ask Targum Yonah's son, so which one is the status quo? What would you pay for something that is, you know, an ox, a sheep, without these other considerations? You have to pick one. And the fact that he says over here, Devata Mibiride, right, Bita Malacha, and he also mentions that Min Riglal De Aketig B'neva say that he is pained in the process, so it looks like he's including both factors. But then, you know, that's going to create an even greater divide between the two opinions, right? If you accept the idea of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Meir, so then it should be, you know, 5 and 3 or something like that. They should be farther removed from each other, either or maybe 4 and 6 or 5 and 3, what you'd be paying for these things. So how can we understand this? So could be some people wouldn't be so bothered with this, but maybe it really is a problem. There is another way, though, we can interpret one of these phrases in the Targum Yonah's son. The Be'er Yonah's son actually quotes it as a possibility of how we can interpret it. That when we say, that you pay 4 times for the sheep. Why min biglal da akete begnevu say? Because he pained it, because he was pained in his theft. Ba avirta, and he did not cause it. But it doesn't do work. So we assumed that when he says it pained, he was pained in his theft of it. So that we assume that it means that the thief was pained in the process, and therefore he suffered. But perhaps we can interpret this as that the owner was pained in his theft, meaning that when he stole it, this caused pain for the owner. It's true, there was no bitul malacha. But nevertheless, it did cause pain for the owner. There was distress for the owner, and especially a sheep, which is important for a person's livelihood, possibly for its meat, definitely for its wool, and he was pained in this. So therefore, you're going to pay more than the regular kefel, the double. You're going to pay more than that. You're going to pay four times as much, but you're not going to pay five times because there is no bitul malacha here. According to this interpretation, so we see that really he's not Targum Yonatan is not taking the opinion of Rehum Zakai actually at all. He's really just focused primarily on Reb Meir. He says, does this one have malacha or this one does not have malacha? So the ox, if you're bit of malacha, that you have to pay five times. The sheep, well, it's he is pained by it, so you're going to pay more than double, but it's there is no bit of malacha, so it's only going to be four, and really he'd be holding like Rabbi Yochanan ben Rameir, not actually taking the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at all. So now we have two interpretations of the Targum Yonasan, two ways to read this Targum Yonasan. The first way, admittedly, is a better read, I believe, in my opinion. It's a better read of the Targum Yonasan. However, that results in the Targum Yonasan taking the both opinions in a machlokas, which is a little bit hard to understand, and the other interpretation, which maybe is not as good a reading, but you do avoid this problem of having him quote two opposite opinions in one elucidation of one pasuk. Have a beautiful Shabbos.